Hello and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and whenever applicable, sex.
Oh, will it be applicable?
It will be applicable.
Please.
You will not mark N-A in the box. Not today. Because me so happy that my handsome podcast buddy's back, Todd Anderson. Woo! Applause, yay!
Hey, thanks.
I just want you to be ready, though. We're talking about something that might make you a tad bit uncomfy.
Okay.
Yes, but you're minutes away from having to deal with it, if not dealing with it already, so.
No, I'm scared.
Because today we're talking about menopause.
Menopause?
Perimenopause. Perimenopause, sex drive, and hormones, and why it's important to be proactive in this area of our lives. But don't worry. I have a guest. She's going to help.
Oh, thank goodness.
You can relax. Sit down. Whew. Have a smoke. Don't have a smoke. I love you.
No, that's bad for you.
No, don't do that. That's bad for you. I love you. Okay, stay. Stay, don't smoke. Okay. My guest today is well-versed in this topic and is married to one of my favorite sexperts, the one and only Dr. Drew. Yes, that's right. We listened to him as teenagers. Yes, she is known to her thousands of Twitter followers as the First Lady of Love. You can tweet her there at First Lady of Love because they met on Loveline over 30 years ago, which is so cool. She's the mother of triplets and has lived to tell, and she has successfully navigated the choppy waters of menopause and can boast a happy, healthy sex life. Yay! Bar applause. She is also the host of Calling Out, one of Sideshow's popular podcasts focusing on intuition and psychic phenomenon. Please welcome the brilliant and milfy Susan Pinsky. Woo!
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's okay that we call you milfy, right? Okay.
Yeah, she may.
Yes, good. Okay.
I want to be a Coug MILF.
So a Coug MILF.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bar in my town I call them a Cougars.
Why is
no,
it all
No, we have not
Cougars?
Taken you there. Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
I'm too old for Cougars. Cougars
no, that's
like
true.
The young fellas.
Yeah, you'd have to be with...
I think I'm old enough to Coug you.
Oh, ooh. Sweet.
Nice.
All right.
Is that... Should we just stop now?
Is Dr. Drew a jealous fella?
Oh, yes.
Do I need to worry?
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
you have to be,
boy.
You
okay.
Have to be careful.
This is on air, you know.
That's right. Okay, let's not, you know, call anybody out, so to speak.
Just pass me notes quietly.
Yeah, it's okay. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and I am on the Sideshow Network, and I love it.
Fantastic. And you talk about more than... psychic phenomenon, right? This
yeah,
is more.
We do daily life experiences, and we have different topics. Sometimes we just have celebrity guests that come in and get readings, and sometimes we have celebrity dead guests who come in to get during those readings. We also
wow.
We're in more of a talk show format, and we like to bring intuitives into our daily lives just to sort of use them to. Have a talk show, and it's really kind of a fun experience.
What
How fun.
Celebrities from beyond have stopped by?
Well, the most recent was Robin Williams.
Oh.
And how's he doing?
He's good.
Yeah, I bet. It's probably really cool over there.
Yeah, it's much better in heaven, apparently. And then we also had John Belushi and Elvis Presley and John Lennon and River Phoenix, and all in one show. We had Andy Dick and Bob Forrest, who was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and they actually knew all these people from history who were great musicians and artists that have passed from drug abuse.
Wow.
And they all came, they all showed up, and it was just kind of a cool thing. And the funny part was I actually won an award from the LA Music Awards for Best Talk Show Host, because which is coming up in September, because I've had dead artists
on
my
your
studio. So I have a huge.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I've
what
some,
I need
I've
for
had
numbers.
Some big
Todd?
Hitters in here. I'm
Maybe
telling
Freud
you.
Could show up
they
on my show.
Here. They were sitting at this table with us.
That's
they were
so cool.
Encircling the guests. It was really fun. And, you know, if you want to listen, it's, you know, go to my website, callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. You can find Bob Forrest and Andy Dick. It was really interesting. And the next show was Finding Love with Andy Dick, and that's when Robin Williams stepped through, which was really exciting for me because I'm a huge fan of his and have been. And I was truly honored to get that experience. But we have other things too. We go on ghost hunts. We cleanse apartments, and we go.
Don't
we
leave me to be on this show because I know it sounds really fun.
We do American Idol predictions. We have.
Oh really?
Yeah, we do like all these crazy things. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can do with a clairvoyant medium. That's really interesting because they kind of can connect in a different way.
I think I got a ghost in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my cat is always looking at this corner. And he just stares at it, and then sometimes he'll like paw at it, and there's nothing there.
Oh, maybe we should send Susan over.
We'll have to have
with
you
her
on
crew.
Our podcast, and we can.
I'll bring the cat in.
But again, don't fall in love. Remember, you're right here.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Don't believe in me
don't
for
worry.
Susan.
We won't swipe him.
All right, thank
That's
you.
That's unfair.
Okay, so are you willing to talk about some menopause?
Well, you know, I want to say that menopause is poorly named. It's not men that have it. Okay,
right.
It's women, and it's not fair that we call it menopause. It might pause men from having sex, but it's not menopause. It's womanopause.
I guess it must be named after the menstrual cycle.
It does sound like manopause.
It's like man pause.
Menstrual pause.
Right?
Why can't we have sex? Where are you going? Why am I on pause? Yeah.
So let's talk about how we know if we are perimenopausal or approaching or whatever, just so that people kind of get the general idea.
My experience, because my family genetics are such that we enter menopause by 40, perimenopause.
Yes.
Perimenopause comes before. What's perimenopause?
It's sort of like, it's like you're circling around it.
Right. And I unfortunately
you're menopause adjacent.
Yeah.
Does that help?
So it's you're starting to have some of the, I guess you call them symptoms of menopause, not all the symptoms.
They are symptoms.
I didn't want to be politically incorrect. I'm walking on eggshells now.
Your hormone levels fluctuate such that when they go up and down, things happen to you. You get anxious, you get angry, you get hot sweats at night where you wake up completely freezing because you've been sweating really heavily. You don't sleep well, so you're really crabby. I happen to be raising, 13-year-old triplets at the time when it happened to me. So everybody just thought I was completely nuts and I was losing my mind.
Are we 100% sure men don't go through menopause?
No, we're not. There is something called andropause, but that's another show.
Okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, it also could be a sign of depression, and the anxiety and the lack of sleep.
Yes, that's what's so difficult about this is that the symptoms that you just named, the irritability, the hot flashes, the mood changes, these can be symptoms of a lot of things.
It could be liver failure because, a lot of moms drink too much wine, and you're having hot flashes.
Then there's that.
Sweats in the middle of the night.
But take away their wine.
Yeah, no, it's menopause.
It's menopause, okay?
So it happened to me, and I seemed very young, and I went to my doctor, actually, after we, had the triplets because my hormones kind of got all screwed up from all the triplet stuff, I thought. And I went to my obstetrician and I said, I just don't want to have sex. I don't feel like having sex with my husband or anything. I said, can I take hormones or something? Because I think something biologically is going wrong with me. And he looked at me and he said, well, maybe you should get your husband a mistress.
What?
Like they do in Europe. I guess it's cool. I looked at him and I was like, nope, that's not going to work.
And you're no longer my gynecologist.
No, I did switch. Now, listen, I'm still in his office.
That is the craziest advice.
It's a great office. Now, but I did go on, when I was having these problems, I did go on antidepressants. I got a therapist, and I started taking birth control pill because Drew was kind of, maybe you should just go on the pill because that'll regulate your hormones. And then you'll and then we did this thing where I would go back to back where I wouldn't have a period and it kind of made it better. I had more lubrication. I was able to have sex. My husband is a very passionate man. Mm-hmm. He likes to have sex every day. He's capable of it. That's his deal. And I was like, meh.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But now, then see, I felt
your,
bad.
Your doctor's response to me is sort of the perpetuation, though, that women don't want the closeness and the intimacy and to, you know, have that kind of fun with their partner, and that the sex in the marriage is just sort of like, well, just placate the man and make right. sure that he can have sex every day
right.
with somebody else. Never
but,
mind.
And there's also intimacy in a you relationship know? That can be a really good bond where you're
of course.
Happy with that.
Like, and that's why this is so important for,
really
for people
sure
to talk about.
I wasn't really aware of how important the sex was to him. You know, as compared to me, I was busy as heck with kids.
Sure.
And, you know, and also losing my mind. And I started getting less and less interested in sex. And I have like this theory that a lot of women, once they go through menopause, just all become lesbians and move away together to the country. And because they just want to
know. I know a lot of postmenopausal women that want to.
Asexual lesbians? They're not interested in sex. So yeah. they become...
No, it's like, you know, have you ever noticed like they divorce their husbands and then they become lesbians and they live somewhere and like.
Because maybe they can just cuddle or
yeah,
something. I don't know. I think lesbians like to have a lot of sex too.
But no,
depends
I know
on the lesbian.
Depends on the lesbian.
No, I understand. But but I felt like I really had something wrong with me. So mm-hmm. after a few years of going to therapy and taking antidepressants, then my period stopped at a certain point. I can't remember, you know, the chain of events, but I ended up taking more and more. One day I went back in, he gave me this like cocktail of pills to take and testosterone cream to rub on my legs and all these things. And that seemed to work. But then if I forgot a day of taking my pills, I would go into these horrible hot flash, you know,
like a rebound almost.
Right.
Just like
it was
worse.
Awful. It was like, oh my God, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, same thing, because, you know, I wasn't really good at taking my pills on time.
Yeah.
It's hard. You have to remember, we got to take my pills. Okay. So that was a few years later. And I think I was, that was like 5 or 8 years into this whole exercise.
So
by the time I was like 48 years old, I was just, you know, trying everything and taking everything.
And in the meantime, how is your communication with Drew around, you know, all of this, around your sex life and around you? I mean, you're obviously making an effort, right?
Right.
In this case, he knows you're trying and that you care.
Right. And
right?
I had to always reassure him, because there were times like we would go maybe 2 or 3 weeks without sex. And I'd look at him, go, oh my God, we haven't had sex in 3 weeks. And he'd go, I know.
19 and a half days,
and
actually.
I could tell he would like be pacing up and down at the end of the bed, like with this gloomy look on his face. And that was how I knew that we hadn't had sex for a while. He'd get into this mode.
Would he not say anything to you for 3 weeks?
No, but I would always respond with, I would always brush him off. You know what I mean? It was really hurtful for him. And he always talks about that. And I didn't really realize it was that hurtful. And it really, I was so much dealing with my own stuff that it was really hard for me to show compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he doesn't know how I was feeling. It's really difficult. I eventually got off all the antidepressants and stuff, and we finally got sort of a good mixture of the right hormonal protocol,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I was taking. And it was good. But then one day, my girlfriend, right after she had her hysterectomy, who was hated sex more than anybody. We used to laugh at her at dinner because her husband was always complaining that she just didn't want to ever have sex. She came out. She met this doctor, Dr. Park, Jennifer Park in Pasadena. And she said, I went in, she gave me these hormonal pellets, and I want to have sex every day. And I was like,
Wait,
sign me up for that.
Like, right.
Where do
what
I
are those?
Get that? So I...
Pellets, please.
Pellets.
I literally picked
like
up the
hamsters.
Phone within minutes, you know, after, you know, the next morning. Obviously, we're at dinner. And because this woman was asexual beyond belief. And she was younger than me and her husband was older. But she explained to me how she just had this new sense of living, you know. And she had a lot of problems with... cancer and had a hysterectomy and she, you know, way too young and stuff. So, you know, it was a real joy for her. And so when I went to Dr. Park, she took my hormone levels, which nobody had done. Nobody had taken a blood test.
This is amazing. Listen to this. 8 years of dealing with this and nobody had taken a hormone level test.
Rest beyond.
That's what you need to understand.
And I had been, like, I had taken antidepressants. My hair had fallen out.
Right.
I had to grow my hair back in. I had to, you know, I mean, I had all the symptoms from, it's just like, it was, I wish I never had to take
this antidepressants. Is the part that is underserved. We were just talking about the Viagra for women, which is actually an antidepressant, and it's not really addressing the physiological issue.
Right.
Right. It's sort of going from that antidepressant POV and not really helping, you know.
So Jennifer Park came from Palm Springs, and she's very well educated in hormone replacement therapy. And basically, the secret female hormone is testosterone. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily estrogen and progesterone and all this shit that I was taking. I took all these things, but I was really low on testosterone. So, you know, blood tests showed that I didn't have any.
Right.
And when women lose testosterone, they become bitches. We need more estrogen.
So your wife is cranky and doesn't want to have sex.
Yeah, and men are if you look at men and women, men are always sort of level-headed kind of comparatively, not always, but literally the testosterone makes them happy. It gives them sex drive. They want to
makes them feel alive.
Have sex with everything that walks.
Yeah.
Right. They'll have sex anywhere at any time.
But it can make them aggressive and angry at the same time when they have too much testosterone. Sure.
Right, because they don't have any estrogen.
It has to be balanced. Yeah.
What happens is they take these bio-identical patches or pellets, and they mix a perfect mixture dependent on what you need based on your blood test to even you out, but also make it very testosterone heavy.
Right. Mm.
So...
But she does not have a beard. I'm looking right at her.
Well, you know, there are side effects. But,
sure.
But the side effects are you do grow hair on your face. Mm-hmm. But then you just hire a person to laser it off every once in a while because it is removable. You do get a lot happier. You're a happy person on a regular basis. And you do have a sex drive. You want to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime. It's extremely.
I think my testosterone. Pretty good, at least 1 week a month.
Well, all right.
It makes you okay. It basically helps you sleep. It helps you. It's also the type of thing where there were a couple ways of getting a bioidentical treatment, and the way that Jennifer Park does it is she puts these pellets under your skin. So you can't be too squeamish when it comes to somebody giving you a needle stick.
And this sounds expensive too. Is it expensive?
It is a little bit expensive, but. Hopefully one day it will be under insurance, which doesn't make sense to me since Viagra is. But
So this is alternative medicine that we're talking about?
It's natural bioidenticals, which are hormones that made from natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. When they implant it under your skin, it slowly releases over the course of 4 months. The blood test is kind of expensive, but those are sometimes covered by insurance, which is good. You get partial coverage because they have to really look at everything. Then the pellets themselves are, you know, they're like $250 to $400 probably per insertion. So it's
and
about
how long does that last?
4 months. So it's like $100 a month.
All right.
And you feel so much better that it's like you become addicted to it, you know.
Right.
So now there are people that can have it if they have, you know, any kind of cancer, breast cancer and stuff like that. But that if you have a good hormone specialist, they can tell you that.
Well, and that's what people might be wondering, what's the difference between a bioidentical or if just, you know, my MD prescribes me some testosterone
cream,
you know, cream or whatever. The idea behind bioidenticals is that they're food sourced or sourced naturally, and they maybe knock off a hydrogen bond or they knock off one bond here or there, and it becomes an identical molecule to what your body produces. And so your body knows how to process it. And the idea is that as opposed to something where they chemically alter it so that they can patent it, it is theoretically safer and not carcinogenic. So that's the idea behind bioidenticals in a nutshell, right? Fair enough?
I think so, yeah. And I'm telling you, it just transformed my life. I mean, I wanted to go to the gym again. I got more muscle mass. I was working out regularly. I was able to lose weight easily. I became I became attractive to men. It was really funny because I had all these pheromones going on, and I was like attracting like random men because they like they sniff you out or something. Right. I don't know what it is.
But like, oh, she likes
sex.
That's
what it is.
That's what it is. It's like, oh, she likes sex.
Yeah, so that felt really good because, you know, I was 50 and I was like, hey, look, I'm still attractive. But it did sort of change my voice. Changed octaves, though I have to say my voice is a lot lower.
Huh.
I can't sing high anymore. I can barely sing at all. But but that's okay. It's worth it.
I get to have sex with my husband. Yay.
Yeah, when you do karaoke, you just stick to Leonard Cohen songs at this point.
I love just having sex with him. It's just incredible.
Leonard Cohen or
no.
I'm just trying to clarify. Just Please. Trying to clarify.
I would. I okay, have sex go. With anybody at this point.
No. Oh, my kind of girl.
No,
you
want to
join my band, Slutty by Nature?
That's good. I want to see this band. Why don't I know about this band?
I don't know. I haven't started it yet, but I'm recruiting.
Okay. I'll be your lead singer.
Okay.
So,
That nice little raspy voice. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, her and Hillary. Oh, man.
Yeah. You and my wife. It'd be pretty good.
Just call and tell me bedtime stories. Sexy voices.
But Drew's really happy about it. He's been transformed as well. It's a good thing for your husband. It's a good thing for your relationship.
Yeah.
It's great when your kids, like my triplets, all went off to college mm-hmm. four years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Just graduated. One's living in my home again, but it was like the day the door shut. It was.
What are we gonna do now?
Free time.
Yeah.
we tried everything, you know. But it's like, and it also encourages
kids
you.
Kids are in college. Let's get a sex swing.
To try new things. Like, for example, you know, Emily Morris is from Sex with Emily. She works with Drew on
Love Line. Yeah.
On Thursday.
Yeah, she's super
she's
cool.
She's on every Thursday. She has a podcast, too, which is mm-hmm. really great talks about sex, you know.
In
stuff.
Depth. Mm-hmm.
But she sells like toys and lubricants and all that stuff mm-hmm. too. So she
I
was like bringing
you
bags.
Mean, like have a fuckerware party?
Yeah.
That's what they call those.
Yeah.
Right?
She would like bring bags of like toys home for Drew. And I was starting to kind of get a little weirded out at first. Like, I'm going out to dinner with her
right.
tonight. So we're friends now.
Right.
But at the beginning, it was like, okay. And then here's this one. This is vibrator. And then here's this one. It's a, you know, an egg. And this one. And this one. Like, you put this
so
one
then you
in
go
the
to dinner and she's like, so how'd you like the Wii Vibe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
it's a little awkward.
Yeah, half of them like don't live very long, but the good ones do, I guess. I know. I burn them out.
We're doing a show about sex toys in a couple weeks, people. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so no, but it was really great because I was really open to that. Like, it
nice.
Completely expanded my mind, and it helped a lot when my husband got prostate cancer because, you know, we had to go through a process of rejuvenating him back mm-hmm. after his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it became an integral part of our lives, you know. And I wouldn't have had – and I was so mad that I didn't get that when I first started my menopause because I suffered for so long and we were fighting and we had – I mean, I'm lucky Drew's still with me. Mm. You know, after all these years.
Well, and that's why I'm so glad that you were willing to share this with people because, you know, you and I were sort of trading back and forth and talking about there was a very recent article in the New York Times essentially saying that these new renegade therapists, like imagine this, when they do couples therapy, they talk about sex first. When was the last time you had sex and how was it? As opposed to when I was in my master's program, I would ask, I'm like, well, if we're in couples therapy, aren't we supposed to be talking about sex? And they're like, well, you talk about it if they're comfortable with it. And I'm like, well, what?
Nobody's ever comfortable
right? Nobody's
with
ever
it.
Comfortable
like,
with
you
it.
You meet somebody and go, hi, how are you?
And the,
yeah,
the idea that we get, you know, you have to get extra training to be certified as a sex therapist. And I totally am okay with that because you have to deal with some dark things too. But the idea that somebody is going to call a sex therapist, that to me seems like the phone's not going to ring because people don't want to think that that's their problem.
Right.
And a man certainly can't say, I'm kind of cranky in my marriage because I'm not getting laid because then, oh, that's too much pressure on the wife.
Right.
And, you know, the idea that sex could be your issue or potentially be a starting point for healing is really foreign in the marriage and family therapist world. And so, like I said, these therapists that are doing something really logical are sort of being considered renegades when really what they're doing is just bringing sex to the forefront because it's so important for
it
the
really
nature
is.
Of your marriage.
I didn't realize it until I had so much testosterone that I realized how much pain he was in.
That is surprising, though, about therapy
it's
in
really
general.
Really interesting. Yeah.
You know, like I did basically grow a penis. I had more testosterone than my husband. My husband's actually jealous now.
He's like, damn, you're ready to go.
I'm going to put this out there, but your clit does get bigger.
Oh,
and you, right. And you, some days you look at it like, wow, how did that happen?
All right.
Yeah, so
well, that's fun.
Men don't care, though. Yeah.
Weren't you just saying?
Yeah.
Engorged clit for four hours.
Fantastic.
I got stuff I can do with that.
Yeah. See? See, men love that. And like, it's embarrassing to women. We're like, oh my God.
No, man.
And you do grow hair. Like I said, it's kind of in some places you do have to get lasered where the sun doesn't shine. These are things you can deal with.
But again, you want to make sure that you're talking to somebody who is well-versed in bioidenticals and hormone therapy and actually doing blood level tests, right? I mean,
there are great doctors. I mean, if you're in the LA area, you can go to Dr. Jennifer Park. She's amazing. She's in Pasadena, but there are there are people all over the United States. I'm sure if you Google it in your area you know, it's growing.
It's a growing industry, if you want to call it that. It's a growing body.
There are companies that do like lasers and pellets. You know, you can like look it up in the yellow pages. Like pellets are.
Can you do a pellet just for fun once in a while? I mean,
yeah,
I'm just curious.
Recreational pellets.
Why isn't this the new female Viagra?
Since Drew had prostate cancer, he has 5 years to wait to make sure his cancer is complete. It is gone. Yeah. He's cancer free, but he has to wait 5 years. And he said, after that 5 years, I'm getting the testosterone pellets because men, when they get older, have
the same drop in testosterone,
and it helps your muscle and it helps your bones and all the this is all healthy on every level.
We live a long time now, you know, and so to create the optimal hormone balance in your body, you don't necessarily have to have malfunctioning hormones in your body to not be optimal, right? Because a lot of doctors will say you're okay.
It helps you with your strength. And like, say you have to have surgery and you're 85, you know, it might help you through surgery. You know, it's just a part of our biology.
So, you know, disclaimer, don't go running out and like buying stuff and using it without medical advice, okay?
Right.
And if you're really suffering from hot flashes, anxiety, can't sleep, your period spotting, you know.
Get some help.
Yeah, go get your blood levels done. Yeah. And find out what they can do because everybody's different. Like, I needed more testosterone. Some people don't. Mm-hmm.
Some people need more progesterone.
Rebel Colby was not sleeping well. And we said, oh, maybe it's your hormone. She went in, her testosterone was off the chart. She used to be a female wrestler. So if that tells you anything, but she's having it with something else, so it may not be. I mean, you may go in.
We don't want to self-diagnose.
Right.
Yeah, you want to get your blood levels taken. Yeah. So, well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story because I think it's really helpful for people to hear because you know we do get when you get moody and you start projecting all these things onto your partner,
ripping your poor husband a new a-hole on a regular basis.
Yeah. I do think it's important, though, that you come clean with your husband about your affair with Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, it's important.
I
What date will this be airing? I just want to prepare you. So tell us again how to find your podcast, just so that we know for sure.
Well, we're here at the Sideshow Network, we are calling out with Susan Pinsky, and you can go to iTunes and find it or soundcloud.com/Susan Pinsky if you don't have iTunes or if you just don't like iTunes. But who doesn't like iTunes? Or, you know, you're just getting it on your phone somehow easily. We also have a website, callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, and you can kind of go through our archives. We've been at Sideshow for, I don't know, probably 50 episodes.
I'm going to subscribe today. We have previous
episodes, but they go way back. But we really appreciate being here at this network.
Yeah, we love Sideshow. How do we find you, Todd?
You can find me at home trying to jam testosterone pellets into my wife's arms.
You go.
You can like me, Sophie Venable, on Facebook. And if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe because that would really help. And you can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. I'd like to thank Maria Sbertolozzi and the good people here at Sideshow Network. Thank you both for being here.
Is that how you say her name?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I practice it.
I can't ever say it. I just say Maria.
I practice it day and night.
Thank you.
So thank you both for being here.
She's
and thank
best.
You all for listening. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect. Just make it fabulous.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.